Hey, Pete.
Hey, Guan. How you doing?
Hey. Not bad. I was just seeing if you heard anything.
Yeah. No, I had confirmation earlier today that it's been submitted for sure. Sometimes
there's
a little. It's been submitted for sure. I'm just waiting on some feedback. Might take a little bit longer, maybe by tomorrow. It's really a little backed up right now, honestly. But
okay.
Nothing to worry about at all. Like, just got a couple deals extra going through right now, and credit's pretty swamped.
Gotcha. Okay. Well,
if I hear anything back, I'll just shoot you an email.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
Wait, I had a quick question. How did you get in contact with us in the first place? Was it just through a vendor, or did you find us online?
The proposal that I sent you, I want to say I went to their website. Oh, I went to one of these vendor websites. I want to say it was theirs, and they gave three options for financing, and you were like the first company.
Let me go look it up.
I want to say it was...
What was the name again? I'm just looking right now. Concession Nation.
I think it was Concession Nation or... It was one of these companies. It may not be them, but one of the companies had you listed as the first finance company.
Yeah, because I think...
We're a
bank, but we're non-depository, so we just do loans. Like, we don't do any, we don't take any capital. Now, I think Concession Nation honestly does their own financing.
Oh, okay. Like, maybe it was a different. It was definitely one of, I went on one of these websites, and it had, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and yours was the first bank, and there was two more other lenders
Yeah, we're just trying to account for what kind of marketing or what vendors we should, what's working more for us.
I could have sworn it was one of those. I can't really remember which one, though.
All right,
So let me ask you this. Your program that you have, you said... When you say there's a lot of different programs, I mean, what exactly does that mean?
So we have, some that have thresholds for capital, some that have time and business thresholds. You know, it's not really a cookie-cutter equipment financing, or else we wouldn't really be able to get enough deals through. So, our underwriters we designed a bunch of different programs for equipment, a bunch of different capital ones. We have secured capital ones. And so that's why they look for, they kind of match everything up and see what they can get you in with different thresholds.
Oh, okay. So this is not like traditional lending
Oh, it is. It's pretty traditional. And at the end of the day, if we do have an issue getting an approval, we've been around in the equipment game for the better half of, 15 years now. And, we have, it's not like a very typical thing, but we've actually reached out to other lenders and been like, hey, we have a customer, like, can you help them out? Like, help us. We split the risk so it'll, we allow us to lend more money, I guess you could say, with less risk. If you split it with someone, go halfsies pretty much.
Right,
but that's
right,
not like a
right.
very typical thing. We do most everything in-house.
Okay.
But on
okay.
certain occasions for more high risk.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Are y'all familiar with this Quick Spark?
I'm personally not.
Have you heard of it?
Quick Spark? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is like the second vendor that I've seen that had them on their website. It doesn't matter. I'm just asking if you're familiar with them.
No, I'm not too familiar with them, no. Just wait till tomorrow. Honestly, we'll probably have some feedback. Maybe even, the underwriting department actually stays here for an extra, hour than I do.
Okay.
So they might even have
okay.
some feedback later on in the day.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care, Quim.
Yep. Bye-bye.